I'd like all of you to think back to when you were really small, when you were just little. Think about how a small child learns to speak, their first words that eventually turned into sentences. They didn't have to try very hard, did they? Most of it came naturally and with time. There wasn't much thought put into it, and they didn't sit and worry about it. They didn't think, oh God, please just let me speak English today. It happened naturally. So how do they pick up that accent? So people from all over the world, of course, as you know, have different accents, and we all do. And they pick up that accent by spending lots of time with whoever raised them, so in most cases, their parents. As a child grows older, for the most part, they become like the people they spend the most time with. Their identity is easily influenced by who and what they spend most of their time with. This world tries to teach us to love, to act, to talk, to treat others, and to deal with problems a certain way, and overall to live a certain way that reflects how much time we spend being involved with the broken things of this world, just like how a child learns things from their parents without actively trying to learn them. So of course we all live here, and there's no way that none of us haven't picked up what living in it's taught us. Just like a kid living in their parents' home walks and has a similar body language, uses a similar vocabulary, has the same accent, treats people the same way, and generally acts a similar way as their parent. What has growing up and living in this world taught you? Maybe bitterness or anger or despair? Is your identity rooted in what you've learned here? Or is your identity found in who you are in Christ and what he's done for you? So if you feel like you're catching on to worldly habits, will you go back to live in your father's house for a new start? Do you have someone in your life, and maybe whenever you see them, you just see so much of who Christ is in who they are? Or maybe you're that person to other people. I think a good example of this would be my grandparents because, you know, they're old and they spend a lot of time walking with Jesus. Their smiles and their words and their eyes, it's just, I see the love and grace of Christ and how they live their lives. I can tell that they've walked with Jesus for many years and have their mindset on what the Spirit desires. They've allowed God to be their father. They have picked up his accent just by spending time with him. Spending years, decades, a lifetime, living as a child of God, a servant of the one true king, will ultimately result in you learning to talk like him, love like him, forgive like he does, love what he loves, hate what he hates, see others the way he sees them, to see yourself the way that he sees you, as his precious child, to be like him, his child. He will teach you. Just like a parent holds their child's hands as they learn to walk, guiding their steps, Christ will hold your hands through your life, ready to pick you up when you fall down, and keep trying. When Jesus was baptized, God said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." That's found in Matthew 3, verse 17. These words are packed with love, a father's love for his child. He addresses Jesus as his child, which is the same name that he uses for you. The same name. He really loves you that much that he addresses you in the same way he addresses the Savior of the world as his Son, or his daughter. The same love is what God feels for you. You are his child. Find out who you really are in Christ. Walk with him. Spend time with him. Live in his house. The door is wide open for you to walk in. Pick up his accent. Romans 8, verse 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mindset on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mindset on what the Spirit desires.
Thank you, Chloe, for reflecting with us from God's Word and through your own life what it means to be a child of God. Let us pray. Lord, as we dwell in your house, just enjoying your presence here, we are remembering our baptisms, or we are reflecting on what that would be like, perhaps anticipating it or considering it. Either way, we receive your word today. We receive your voice from heaven, like Jesus did that day at his baptism, that you love us, that you are really pleased with us. Now we long to respond in the way, in the right way, through obedience, through praise, through generosity, through love, And also if we haven't yet through baptism or public profession of faith. So Lord, continue to guide us by your Spirit as we respond to your word and live it out in our daily lives. And continue to bless us now as we sing your praises and receive your grace through the sacrament of communion. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to continue responding to God's word through the next song and preparing for communion. But as we do so, I invite the parents of our preschool children to go. Please go and pick up your child, because we would like your child to be part of our communion service. So if you could please do that during this song, that would be greatly appreciated.
Stand. The walls are high, the walls are strong. Over me.
As we think of that image of waves of grace washing over us, I think a beautiful image to keep in mind as we prepare now to come to the Lord's table, because this is all about grace. It's about remembering what God has done through Christ, Jesus' death and resurrection, but it's all about God's grace washing over us. I like this line from our contemporary testimony. It says, God meets us in the sacraments, communicating grace to us by means of water, bread, and wine. And happily, we have we receive God's grace through both of the sacraments today, so we are doubly blessed. So this, as always, is a great blessing. So let us give thanks to our gracious and compassionate God. Let us pray. With joy we praise you, gracious God, for you have created heaven and earth, made us in your image, and kept covenant with us even when we fell into sin. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ our Lord, who by his life, death, and resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, we join our voices with all the saints and angels and the whole creation to proclaim the glory of your name. Amen. Indeed, we are so thankful today that God the Father gave us this memorial of Jesus' sacrifice until he comes again. As we think about those waves of grace washing over us, we also recall the biblical story of Jesus with his disciples at the Last Supper. On that day, Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks, and then he broke it, and he said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." That same night, he took the cup. So this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. For whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, we proclaim our faith as signed and sealed in this sacrament. Through the Lord's Supper, we proclaim Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. Amen? Amen. And at this church, we generally practice a coming forward. So we come forward and receive a piece of bread and a cup, and then you're invited to return to your seats. And then after everyone has been served, we will eat and drink together. This time I invite our student servers to come forward. So, in baptism, as we've already learned, the Lord says to us, "You are mine. I love you." And a similar kind of message comes to us through the Lord's Supper, where the Lord says to us, "Yes, you are mine, but also you belong to me. You belong to my family. You are children of God. You are recipients of God's grace." So I invite you now to come forward as we receive God's grace again, and also be reminded of your identity in Christ. You are part of the family of God. Please come.
Lost and left to die, oh, raise your head, for love is passing. precious blood has washed away their stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. Like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So follow Jesus, follow Jesus, follow Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. And when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Go in peace and laugh one glory sigh. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and
ways, this is the body of Christ given for you and the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the body of Christ given for you and the blood of Christ shed for you. What a joy to be served by our students today, receiving the bread and the cup. This sacrament reminds us we belong to God. You are part of God's family. And God invites you to his table. Jesus is our host. He offers us the bread. This is the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat, remember, and believe. The body of Christ was given for the complete forgiveness of all our sins. Let us eat it. Jesus also offers us the cup, the blood of Christ shed for you. Take, drink, remember, and believe. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was given for the complete forgiveness of all our sins. Receiving God's grace through the sacrament makes us exceedingly glad. It fills our hearts with joy, so we respond with these words of thanks from Romans chapter 8. And also, this is also your blessing today, so I invite you to rise as we hear these words of the Lord. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And all God's people say, Amen. Thank you.